The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. In the studio with me right now is Maria from Great Southern Restaurants. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. It is a beautiful day. Lots of stuff going on in Pensacola. And as always, lots of things going on at Great Southern Restaurants.
All right. Make us hungry.
Absolutely. So kind of, we always like to run through what's going on for the month. And June is no exception. Mm-hmm. It's the weather is great. It's time for great fun and events and kick off to the summer. So with that, we've got... over at the Fish House, we have what we call our ABC beverage tastings, and they happen on the first Thursday of every month, so one will be tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you, don't be sad, the class is full. The class is full, but I tell you that because we have just announced our new semester of classes. So for those of you that don't know, these are small beverage and food tastings, not really small. They're about four courses and you leave full, but we do them every single month except for July. We take July off because of 4th of July, mm-hmm. And we do a class once a month on the first Thursday of each month. So I tell you this because they fill up very quickly. As those that listen, you hear that every time, is that they're always full. Mm-hmm. So we have announced for the next semester, and again, they'll be August through December, and there are two classes, one that starts at 5 and another that starts at 7. And they are $30 per person plus tax and gratuity. $30. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
$30.
That's a good deal.
For four tastings of a selected beverage, as well as four tastings of dishes that complement them as prepared by our chef, Jason Hughes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to announce the theme. So listen closely. For August, August 6th is going to be our friends at Estenado Tequila. They are so much fun.
Oh, I bet.
They are so much fun. They're Pensacola-based guys. They do some great tequilas. Then in September, September 3rd will be Good Boy Vodkas. And ready to drink. Those are the cans of you're ready to drink it.
Oh,
it is
okay.
All ready to go. October 1st is we are calling it Tis the Season for Fall Brews. So we'll be talking about all sorts of fall beers.
Like Oktoberfest, maybe?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And then November 5th is going to be Tanqueray Gin, which we've never done a gin class before, so this will be cool. Mm-hmm. And then we finish it up in December with Casamigos Tequila.
Ooh.
So tequila, it's a big
tequila
thing.
Tequila is the bookend.
I'm telling you what, people love it. But these are great classes, and again, they last about an hour and a half, and we have representatives from each one of these places come and tell you about the drinks and about the beverages and how they make the production and what makes it what it is. Mm-hmm. And so they're informative. They're hosted by Taylor Dawson and by Chef Jason Hughes, and they do a great job. And
yeah.
Throughout the course of the event, while we call them classes, it's because you learn a little bit, but then also, too, there's a pop quiz throughout the evening where if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're paying attention.
Quizzes are asked, and we give away prizes throughout the course of the evening. So it's a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are interested, the best way to get registered for those, do it now if you're thinking about it, is by emailing Taylor. And her email address is taylor@goodgrits.com. You can also give her a call or text her at 850-287-0200.
And those spots do go fast.
They go fast. And as we say, as Taylor and I always say, we know we talk a lot about a lot of things on this show. And you're like, oh, I missed that. What was that again? Go to our website, which is greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Mm-hmm. Click on the news link. And under happening, she'll find everything that's happening at Great Southern. And all our press releases are listed there with all the full information and details and contact of how to make those things happen.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. All so right. That's first up in June.
Mm-hmm. Then and we got Father's Day.
Then we have Father's Day. Yeah. Father's Day. Before I get to Father's Day, I'm going to talk about Beer Fest.
Oh, okay.
Because Beer Fest is the day before Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is Saturday.
Now here it's the 12th annual.
It is the 12th annual, and so we have it We've had it for 12 years, and it's a great event. We transform the entire outdoor deck space at the Fish House, and we have over 50 different vendors, and each one of those vendors bring like 2 to 3 samples of their products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really a cool event. We partner with Big Brothers and Big Sisters each year. And we do that because 12 years ago when we started this, the Big Brothers was having they really needed Big Brothers. They were really looking for bigs.
Okay.
And they tend to have an easier time finding women who want to participate, mm-hmm. but getting guys to participate. So we thought, it's right before Father's Day. We're going to partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. It's a great, hint, hint, gift for Father's Day.
Yes, it is.
Take Dad out to the beer fest. But then also, too, Big Brothers and Big Sisters will be set up there, too. So if you want information about how to get involved with the program, mm-hmm. they're there to talk to you about it. And it's for those of you that don't know, I mean, Paula and her team do such a great job at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we partner with them every single year because we believe in what they do.
Absolutely.
So beer fest. So what is it? It is Saturday, June 20th. It is from 3 until 6. Fun story, when we started this years ago, we started it at noon. It went from noon to 6.
Uh-huh.
And we realized that was probably a little bit too long for a beer fest.
People were getting happy.
It was a lot. So we thought, you know what? 3 hours should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. Plenty of time. And everyone gets a souvenir glass for the tasting of the beers. Everyone gets a pretzel necklace, which who doesn't like a pretzel necklace? So you can put that around your neck and, you know, can have little nibbles throughout the course of the event.
Nice.
But it's a ton of fun, and everyone has everyone really has a great time.
Yeah, so there's different types and styles of beers.
All sorts.
And lagers, then also ambers, too, IPAs.
Everything. And then also, too, we have some liquor tables as well. So there will be a couple representatives with some spirits there as well as seltzers, hard ciders, you name it. There's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah.
It is a 21 and older event. So you got to be 21. Also, rain or shine.
Oh, okay.
Rain or shine. It'll be tented out there. So it is. It's really a great time. So if you're interested, tickets are still on sale and they are $40. And you can purchase those by coming up to the Fish House and stopping by our gift shop. It is open noon until 8 p.m. every single day. Or you can, again, go on to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, hit the shop link, and you can purchase your tickets online.
Now, the last time Taylor was here, I actually did hear the show, and so she was talking about the vodka, the rum, the bourbon.
Yep.
But they're also going to have Bushwhackers.
They are, and that is her favorite thing.
Yeah.
That is her favorite thing. So, yeah, there's a little something for everyone, and it's a great thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. And, again, treat Dad. It's a cool way to spend some time with them and also to do a good thing for our community.
Absolutely.
So, but that leads into Father's Day, mm-hmm. which is the following day, Sunday. And, as always, all of our restaurants will be open for Father's Day. And so let me just take you a little bit through that. So the Fish House will be open for brunch and for dinner. Brunch is 11 to 2, and then dinner service starts at 2 o'clock. We will have our regular menus available. However, Chef Jason has created a couple specials for the day.
Mm.
And for brunch, he is going to feature a grits and grillade, and that's going to be tender braised beef cutlets simmered in a white wine tomato gravy over stone ground Gouda grits, topped with baby roasted tomatoes and served with a garlic cheddar biscuit.
Wow.
That'll be for breakfast. And then for dinner, he has got a carpetbagger New York strip. That's a great thing for Father's Day.
Love it.
It's going to be topped with Gulf Coast oysters, gorgonzola cheese. It's going to be served over roasted garlic mashed potatoes, sauteed broccolini, and a little bit of applewood smoked bacon in there as well.
Nice.
So at the Fish House, as always, we are walk-in only. There are no reservations, but we'll have the full complex open to be able to get everyone seated.
Okay.
Then over at Jackson's is not normally open on Sunday, but for lunch. But we are going to be open for lunch and for dinner at Jackson's.
Okay.
So lunch is going to be from 11 to 2, and we're going to serve our standard lunch menu. So for those of you that don't know, Jackson's is open on Fridays for lunch. That's the only day we're open. So if you want a special lunch on Fridays,
yeah,
that's where you should go.
Absolutely.
So that's our standard lunch menu that we serve on Friday, but we will also be serving that on Father's Day. And then Chefs Miller and Taylor will also be offering a special feature for brunch and, excuse me, for lunch and for dinner. And I'm going to read you the dinner one. It is a crispy pork shank. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Served with sauteed julienne vegetables, duck fat confit marble roasted potatoes, and a jus reduction. Oh, that sounds so good.
You know how they say you shouldn't go shopping when you're hungry?
Right.
That's what you're doing to me right now.
I know. It's the curse of Great Southern. So at Jackson's, we do take reservations, and they are highly encouraged, as we always sell out for all of our holidays. And so you can make reservations by giving us a call at 850-469-9898, or you can visit our website, which is jacksonsrestaurant.com. Click on the reservation link, and it'll take you from there.
All right. And how about Angelina's?
Angelina's. We are also not usually open on Sundays, and we're going to open up for dinner service on Sunday night. We'll open the bar at 4. The restaurant will be open at 5 o'clock, and we'll be serving from, again, our standard dinner menu. However, the Chef Ian has put together a great special for the night, and it is going to be a grilled elk chop with sweet corn and zucchini succotash, scallion herb butter, and blueberry red wine jus.
Wow.
The dessert special is going to be a peach crumble with brown butter streusel, lemon, gelato, bourbon, caramel. Not bad, right?
That's awesome.
Not bad. So, again, Angelina's and Jackson's are our two restaurants that do require reservations. For reservations at Angelina's, you can give us a call at 850-542-8398. Or again, you can visit angelinaspensacola.com, click on the reservation link, and you'll go from there. And then finally, at Five Sisters, mm-hmm. we will be having our traditional Sunday jazz brunch from 10 to 4. We've got the Kurt Bowl Trio, who will be playing from 11 to 3. It is always a great time. And we will have our standard menu that we offer during brunch. However, we will also have a couple specials and appetizers. We're going to do a fried pickles, which are going to be served with a jalapeno ranch sauce. And then the entree is going to be slow braised beef short ribs with garlic mashed potatoes and grilled asparagus.
Oh, wow.
Right. So Five Sisters and Fish House, walk in only. We'll get you seated. We've got the full complexes open, Jackson's and Angelina's. We do ask for reservations. Go to our websites, click on the reservation links, and we'll get you squared away.
Yeah. In all those places. But I've been to Five Sisters and Fish House a lot, and the staff there is top notch. I mean, they really take care of you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it is one of our goals always is to provide great food and great service. So thank you very much for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else is coming up?
Okay, so we're just getting started, man, with mm-hmm. June. So we've got ABC, we've got Beer Fest, we've got Father's Day. And then over at Angelina's, we are doing our second annual participation in National Prosecco Week. It's a thing.
Mm.
And so there are dozens upon dozens of Proseccos. And one of the things that the Prosecco world is trying to do is to educate more people on all the different Proseccos that are available. And so we are going to do Prosecco Week, which is going to be Monday, June 15th through Sunday, June 21st.
All right.
So again, over Father's Day, you got all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah, a few days to check it out.
Right. So what we're doing, it's so cool. It is we call it like a shareable kind of a thing. And it will be a board, like a charcuterie board kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be 6 glasses on it filled with 6 different Proseccos.
Oh, okay.
And then Chef Ian has created these wonderful little Italian bites to go with the Prosecco tasting. And we are going to be offering it for the entire week for, get this, $25 a person.
That's great.
$25.
Yeah.
To get little samples of 6 different Proseccos along with the bites. Last year, it was so popular. It was so popular, in fact, that we had only purchased so many of these little boards to be able to present it on. And the first night, they ran out of them.
Oh my goodness.
And so we had to make do, but we've ordered more boards because it was so well received last year.
Uh-huh.
And again, go check out our social media. And especially for this Prosecco week, you'll see what we did last year and how beautiful it is. And it's tasty. It's a great thing to be able to come in with a friend, your partner, whomever, and share this together.
Mm-hmm.
And even have it like as an appetizer before you have dinner at this special promotional price, which is always fun.
Yes, it is. So I think if we're done with that, let's move on to, I heard there's an event called Dinner with Strings Attached.
That's exactly where I was going next.
All
that's
right.
Over at Jackson's. So again, each restaurant has so much going on during during the month of June. And so this is one event that we love, love. We love all of them, but this one is a great one. For goodness gracious, I think we're now going to be in our 13th year of partnering with the Pensacola Symphony.
Oh,
and
great.
At Jackson's, we have this event. This year it is going to be on Thursday, June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
There are two seatings, one at 5 and one at 7:30. And basically, it's make a reservation for dinner. That's it. Make a reservation for dinner. It is our standard menu. However, we will have two performers from the symphony. They are both violinists, hence the name Dinner with Strings Attached.
Yep.
And they play a beautiful program of music for about an hour, and they will play favorite classics, some light pops, some of the things that maybe you've heard on Bridgerton or shows like that, where they're pop songs in a symphonic interpretation. And so it is a great event. It is a great event.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very fortunate here in Pensacola where we have so many wonderful organizations, whether it's Big Brothers, whether it's a symphony, whether it's the opera. And we partner with a lot of them throughout the course of the year because we want to help bring awareness to those organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And the symphony is just like that. They do an amazing job. They just finished their 100th anniversary. Is it 100th? I think.
Yeah, it was 100, yeah.
Yeah, 100th anniversary. And they had so many wonderful events. And so at this event, you will hear Molly Hollingsworth and William Jackson on their violins. Also, there will be someone there from the symphony who will talk about next year's programming and things that you can look forward to from next year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so it'll be our regular menu. The chefs have created a special for the evening, and that's going to be a braised prime short rib with rice pilaf, roasted snip top carrots, and some au jus to go over all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And reservations are a must.
Okay, what's the phone number?
Got to have a reservation. It is 850-469-9898, or you can go onto our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com, and click on the link and go from there.
Okay.
And again, it's a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a lot going on, but
is there a calendar where people can go and check out all these events one more time
absolutely.
If they need to go back? And
our website is key. Go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, click on the news link. And in the news, you can see our newsletter, our calendar, as well as all the press releases for every single event with menus and details. Everything is right there for you.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.
There is more. Every restaurant has something wonderful going on during June. And Five Sisters would be the next one. So
mm-hmm.
Beer Fest at Fish House, Dinner with Strings Attached at Jackson's, Prosecco Week at Angelina's. And then at Five Sisters, we do Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is we have done this for numerous years. We're special thanks to Councilwoman Tanade. She has helped us each year develop the menu and to make sure that we're doing something really cool to help celebrate this special day.
Okay.
And so it is, for those of you that don't know, Juneteenth is the commemoration of the ending of slavery in the U.S., and it dates back to 1865. On June 19th, that Union soldiers landed in Galveston with news that the war had ended and that enslaved people were free.
Mm-hmm.
So a really big, big occasion. And so with that in mind, we are offering a couple specials that'll be available both Friday and Saturday, Friday, June 19th, and Saturday, June 20th. Sunday is Father's Day, so they won't be there for Father's Day,
yep.
But they'll be there Friday and Saturday. And so we are going to feature a special cocktail, and that is the Uncle Nearest Whiskey Sour. And if you don't know who Uncle Nearest is, look it up. Look it up. Really an enslaved guy who is free, and he had this great technique for making whiskey. And he taught this young kid. He taught this young kid named Jack Daniels how to make whiskey.
That's a neat connection.
And that is how Jack Daniels whiskey was born, is from Uncle Nearest.
Well, that's awesome.
And so many years later, the family of Uncle Nearest said, you know, hey, we're going to do our own whiskey and we're going to commemorate our relative. And so that is why we use Uncle Nearest whiskey in our whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Cool story.
Yes, it is.
And then an appetizer, we're going to have grilled shrimp and sausage skewers with bell pepper and onions. For the entree, it's going to be a fried mullet, and that's going to be served on top of creamy red beans and rice.
Mm.
And then the dessert will be grilled pound cake with fresh berries and whipped cream.
You always make me so hungry.
It's good stuff. Again, yes. At Five Sisters, we are walk-in only, and Juneteenth will be celebrated on Friday, June 19th, and Saturday, June 20th.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for June in terms of the big events. I know you also got some happy hours and things like that. How about July?
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to just talk about quickly because I know
we're
running short on time, so I'm going to go through the whole thing. But we have just announced 4th of July at the Fish House,
mm-hmm.
and we are open, for 4th of July lunch and dinner. 4th of July falls on a Saturday this year, which is woohoo. And most folks know that the fireworks will be over Pensacola Bay, and so mm-hmm. the Fish House is a great spot to be for that. So we'll be open, but we also do a food and wine event every single year. It's a 5-course, 4-wine kind of a thing, and it starts at 7 o'clock. So come in, have a wonderful dinner, and watch the fireworks right from the balcony.
Absolutely.
So it's great, and it is reservations. We do take reservations for this. And again, Taylor's your girl to get you covered on this. And you can make those reservations by emailing her, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at goodgrits.com, or giving her a call at 850-287-0200. And again, go on to our website. If there's one thing, keep repeating, go on to our website, mm-hmm. because the entire menu is there.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
Right. So that is our big July event. And then over at Jackson's, just real quick plug, July 14th is a Tuesday this year, and that is Bastille Day. And so at Jackson's, every year we do Bastille Day, and we celebrate with a 5-course, 4-wine French theme food event. We have an accordion player that comes in and plays wonderful French music.
Mm.
It is it's a great event, and it is such a popular event. For those of you that don't know, we have 2 dining rooms at Jackson's. And normally when we have one event, we will have it in one room, and then we will have just regular reservations in the other room. But because this is such a popular event, we have shut down the restaurant for any regular reservations. We're using both dining rooms for the event because it is so popular.
Oh, wow.
So it always sells out quickly. If you want to look at the menu, go to our website, check it out. But you need to have a reservation. And again, that reservation for Jackson's, go on to jacksonsrestaurant.com, click on the reservation link, or give us a call at 850-469-9898.
Okay. And if you're looking for ideas for Father's Day, they do have at greatsouthernrestaurants.com a little shop that you can go through.
Absolutely.
Get some ideas for Dad.
Absolutely. Over at the Fish House, we have our shop. It's called the Tackle Shop. It's open every day from noon until 8 p.m., and there are so many good things in there. You can shop in person, or you can shop online at greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And we have everything from cookbooks to grits to T-shirts to hats to koozies to towels, gift cards, you name it. There's a little something for everybody, but it's a great place for treasure finding.
All right. And just like that, time's up. So one more time, how do they get a hold of Great Southern Restaurants?
Absolutely. Go onto our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, or check us out on our social pages. All the restaurants have great Facebook and Instagram accounts. Go check them out.
Okay. Maria, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.